The Haines Public Safety Commission addresses drug use and overdoses. And the Haines Planning Commission takes up resource extraction in Mud Bay. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. How can Haines better address drug use and resulting overdoses? That's a question the Public Safety Commission wants the community to take a closer look at.
Our rural area and our remoteness isn't going to fend this off for very much longer. I think we're in the throes of it.
That's Police Chief Heath Scott. He described with urgency an increase in overdoses, some of which he says are related to heroin.
How many times have we given Narcan? How many times have we dealt with overdose in the last year? Well, I start looking at the numbers, and we dealt with arguably 4 overdoses, different individuals, different demographics, within the last month, 4.
Scott said one obvious question is whether the overdoses are a result of a March break-in at the local clinic. A number of different drugs were stolen, but Scott says he doesn't think the two are related. He and members of the committee agreed that it's time to have a bigger discussion about how drugs are affecting the community and what can be done about it. Commission member Michael Fullerton said living in a small town should be considered an asset in this situation.
I've heard on more than one occasion tonight saying, oh, we're a small community, that's really a problem. And I would argue just the contrary. It's one of our greatest strengths. We are a small community. We know each other. We care about each other. We should leverage that strength.
The group is organizing a community discussion on drug use in Haines and how to effectively impact the situation. The meeting is scheduled for June 1st at 5:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. At its latest meeting, the Haines Planning Commission took up a conversation about whether resource extraction should be allowed in the Mud Bay neighborhood. The discussion drew a large crowd of residents to the meeting. But the commission didn't come to any conclusions yet.
I see limiting our land use as causing an economic down spiral for Mud Bay.
That's Haines resident John Carlson. He was one of a number of community members who came out to voice their opinion. Here's the issue. Right now, there's nothing in borough code that addresses resource extraction in Mud Bay. That means you can sell resources like lumber from your own property without getting a permit. The question before the Planning Commission is, should it be this way, or should there be more restrictions? The residents who spoke had a range of opinions. George Figdor said there should be more restrictions, including a required permit for this kind of work.
I think it's important to have that permitting process, and I think that it's disingenuous if somebody that wants to do this, do something that's really not, native to a rural residential area. You know, at least they need to go through the grinds of a conditional use permit.
Patty Kermoyan pointed out that the neighborhood is in a rural residential zone. She said small-scale resource extraction suits the character of the area.
I feel like a property owner should be able to cut trees and use their trees and, you know, maybe sell them if they need to, but I do not want to see large-scale resource extraction in a rural residential area.
But Sylvia Hines doesn't want added restrictions. She owns a portable sawmill and said it's important to be able to buy and sell local resources. As a business owner, she said she wants to be able to continue making local lumber and other local resources accessible.
Local resources are at the center of our life, and they have been, you know, since before we bought our property, but especially since we bought our property out in Mud Bay. And I really think it's incredibly important to keep those local resources available.
Roger Schnabel said not allowing residents to sell their resources would be taking away some of their property value.
People that have already purchased lands, they have a value, and those values are based on a lot of different things, and one of the things are the resources that are on it. And timber is one of the resources. And to now tell a landowner who valued that property accordingly, based on its value for that resource, that he can't recover from it, that I think is out of line, and that's improper.
There are a few options the Planning Commission is looking at recommending to the Assembly now. They could leave the code as it is. That would mean resource extraction for commercial sale could continue without any permits. They could also prohibit the activity altogether, or make it so you need to obtain a conditional use permit. Or they could land somewhere in between, allowing resource extraction up to a certain level. They didn't make a decision at this meeting. Some landowners were not notified of the possible code change because of a computer technicality. So the issue will have a second public hearing at the commission's next meeting. This weekend, Haines and Klukwan residents will hear some familiar voices on national radio. NPR special correspondent and former All Things Considered host Melissa Block was in the Chilkat Valley in late April. She and producer Alyssa Nadworny spent 3 days interviewing people in Klukwan and Haines for the series called Our Land. Block also traveled to Sitka, Ketchikan, and Myers Chuck. Her first story about Klukwan is scheduled to air tomorrow on Weekend All Things Considered. KHNS News Director Emily Files spoke to Block about her time here.
Hi, I'm Melissa Block with National Public Radio, special correspondent, former host of All Things Considered, and big fan of Alaska.
And sitting here in the KHNS studio.
Absolutely, looking out at your beautiful view, the mountains with the fog lifting off of them, and the Chilkoot River, Chilkoot Inlet, where I guess the hooligan are running.
Yes.
So perfect timing. Exciting we got time. To see some exciting feeding frenzy out on the inlet the other day with the sea lions and a whale. So that was our first introduction to Haines.
So what brought you to Haines?
So for the last few months, I've been basically getting to do what everybody salivates about the chance to do, which is to travel around the country and profile communities for a series that we're calling Our Land on NPR. Started doing it at the end of January, and this is our fifth trip. We've gone to the Mississippi Delta and the Mexico border. We were up in Michigan and throughout Kansas and Missouri and Iowa. And when I started thinking about places that just have a strong sense of place, it really just seemed like a perfect opportunity to come to Southeast Alaska. I've been to Alaska a couple times, but never to this part, and I've always wanted to come. So it was just a meshing of my reporting interests and my traveling interests in a perfect way. The whole series is about how your identity is shaped by where you're from, how place shapes who you are. And it just felt like up here in Haines that there was a really strong thread of being from here and what it means to be from here and some of the tensions that arise from that, and also just some of the incredible beauty and of course the native history here too.
So what are your thoughts on Haines after being here for a few days and doing a lot of interviews?
It's, I come from a small town, not about this size, actually, a couple thousand people in upstate New York. And I'm just reminded of what it's like to be in a place where everybody knows everybody. You walk down Main Street and you're saying, I hear people saying hi to each other and they know whose car is whose and who owns what store and who's having a hard time or who maybe just had a baby. It's I love places like that. And I love places where being there really means something to people. It's not someplace where they went because their job took them there and it's okay for a few years, but they're going to move on. I mean, people are here, and I think this is true throughout Alaska. They're here because they want to be here. A lot of people say, look, I thought I'd be there for 6 months and here I am. It's 30 years later and I'm still here. But that says something, right? That says something about how this place grabs onto people and keeps them intent on living here and turning this community into something better all the time.
What do you feel like you're going to remember from maybe something that you heard here or a certain conversation you had or something you've seen that you're going to take away from Haines and remember?
Gosh, so many things. We got off the airplane flying up from Juneau, and we weren't quite sure how we were going to get into town, if we were going to call a cab, and somebody who was picking somebody up at the airport looked at us and he said, "You gals need a ride?" And we sort of said, "Well, I guess we do." And he said, "Okay, hop in." And then he said, "How are you guys going to get around when you're here?" And we said, "Oh, I think we'll rent a car." And he said, "I have a car. Why don't you borrow my car?" I've been working for NPR for, 32 years. I've never had that happen to me anytime, anywhere. That was our introduction to Haines. And everybody's been so amazingly welcoming and happy to talk to us that I leave here with just such a great feeling and so much gratitude for everybody and how wonderful they've been.
That was NPR correspondent and longtime host Melissa Block. She was in Haines last month on a reporting trip for her series called Our Land. Her first story from the Chilkat Valley, which centers on healthcare in Klukwan, is scheduled to air Saturday during Weekend All Things Considered. We'll post updates about her Southeast Alaska stories on the KHNS Facebook page. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.